Hey folks, it's Riley here. I just wanted to share with you a brand new podcast that I've been working on over the last few months. It's called Radio Go. I'm the writer, the star, the producer, the editor, and the idea is it's a comedy show set inside of a radio station. I'm the host of the radio show. My friend Tom plays the producer, and then we have a comedian come on and play characters each week. We don't know who they are. We don't know what they're going to say. We figure it out as we go along. There's sketches and music and chatting, and it's a really fun time. This episode that I'm going to play you, it's called Dodgy Snakebite. It features Terry Silver in the role of Rizzler, a CEO. If you like it and you want to check out more, just search for Radio Go or go to radiogo.show. Thanks. Coming to you live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, CEO Rizzler! Plus music from I Am Clute and Cheerleaders. All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Ray. Hey everybody, welcome to Radio Go. Welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in. Great to have you. Good to see you, figuratively, of course. Good for you to hear us up here in Radio Go Towers, where we record the show every time. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is going to be a really great show. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming up for you. Later on, we're going to be talking to a CEO. It's I think a first for Radio Go. I don't think we've ever had a CEO or really anyone in the C-suite. I would have taken a CFO. I would have taken a CCO, Chief Creative Officer. I would have taken a CBO, Chief Boredom Officer. That's the person who makes sure that there's a sort of a minimum threshold. There's like a legally mandated minimum of threshold for a job. Otherwise, it stops becoming a job. Anyway, we're here. It's Radio Go. Here in the studio. As always, it's me. It's producer Tom. Our guest will be arriving shortly. And, you know, every time we record this show, there's this enormous, like, metal console thing in front of me. It's got all of these knobs and switches and dials and sliders and all kinds of exciting stuff. And to be honest with you, I don't know what any of it does. Like, I come in, I put on my headphones, I talk into this sort of metal thing, and then it feeds it into this magic box, which has all of these buttons. And occasionally, like, Tom's got another one in front of him. It's sort of slightly smaller, sort of shittier-looking console. And occasionally, he'll, like, adjust a little knob or twiddle a little dial or you know, he'll push a button and yeah. Thank you, Tom. That's really not necessary at this stage. I know that you've got the ability to do that, but it's kind of... Okay. I think we're making money, folks. This is... Oh, boy. Oh, no. Wait, this has been a comedy show the whole time, and you've had access to that? Okay. So, what happened here, folks, is I told Tom that he couldn't talk on mic anymore, and I put my foot down, and I told him that if he talks on mic again, then I'm going to have words with our CFO. That's our chief firing officer. That's the person who... Yeah. So he seems to have taken on a sort of malicious compliance where he seems to think that if he presses the buttons on this metal thing in front of... I don't know how he's doing it, by the way. Okay. Yeah. I'm starting to get the sense that Tom only has three sound effects. Yeah. He's got... Let's run him down. He's got cash register. He's got drum snare. He's got right? And then he's got applause is the last one that he's got. And now... Okay, fine. The applause one. Listeners, if you could see the shit-eating grin that Tom's giving me right now, well, you can probably picture it. Listen, we've got a fantastic show coming up. Like I said, we've got a CEO. I'm going to talk to Rizla. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of business and, you know, whatever it is that they turn out to be the CEO of. I can't wait. But in the meantime, let's hear some music. This song, this first song, I love this one. It's a throwback, I think, to 2010 off the top of my head. It's a Manchester-based band called I Am Clute, and the song is called Fingerprints. Enjoy it right here on Radio Go.
If heaven is a place upon your skin.
Tom, words.
What?
What was that?
Oh, I fell asleep on the console.
Why did you look so pleased with yourself after you woke up then?
I had a really nice dream.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I'm not mad about the other thing anymore.
Are you going to ask me about my dream, or are you going to just, you know...
You gave me 2.5 seconds to not ask about your dream before you... I was about to ask about your dream. I was literally, I would say, less than 3 words away...
Are you sure?
...from asking about your dream.
No one asks me about my dreams. I always get up in the morning and go, I've had a dream.
Yeah.
And then they didn't say anything. They're just like, oh, that's nice. They don't ask me about my dreams.
Who's they in this situation?
You know.
The nurses?
Them.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean them.
I don't know what you mean by that. Just them. Like.
All right, tell me about your dream.
Well, I don't want to say it now.
Oh, come on, Tom. I want to know about your dream.
No, just...
I'm genuinely interested.
It's fine.
Now I feel like you don't want to tell me the dream because I featured in the dream somehow. Is that what's happening here? Is this sort of personal?
No, not really. Because every time I'm not in this studio, I'm not thinking about you.
All right, well, there's no need to be a dick.
I'm not being a dick. It's just the truth.
All right, well, look, while you were... I'll go back to it in that case. While you were asleep...
You've never asked me if I wanted to go for a drink.
You are like the king of diversions.
After...
Every time I try to start on one thing, you've always got another thing.
Well, no, you've never asked me if I wanted to go for a drink after this. It's always just business, business, business.
Look, I take this seriously. I know you take your job seriously when you're not falling asleep at work. I had so many great jokes lined up, and you managed to interrupt them by twiddling your knobs in your sleep.
What? Wait, that's rude. I wasn't twiddling anything in my sleep.
You were. Those dials, that soundboard thing, all those buttons. You were pressing buttons left and right.
Well, I meant in my dream, which you would know about if we talked about my dreams.
I asked you about your dreams!
Well, you've never asked me out for a drink after work either. Or a meal. We're meant to be colleagues.
Yeah, but...
We can do stuff outside of work as well, but...
Do colleagues really do that? Have you actually done that with any of your colleagues?
Well, there's only you.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that's all you've got.
Yeah.
Look, if you're lonely, then we can talk about that.
Oh, I'm not lonely.
Really?
No, why would you ask me about that?
Just, I guess, an assumption. Maybe that's rude of me.
Yeah, that's very rude. You've not asked me about our dreams, you've not asked me for a drink.
I'm sorry, Tom. I apologise.
The song's nearly over.
I know, just... but just if, 6 words or less. Just please, I'm desperate to know, please sum up your dream.
Why should I, when no care?
That is fine.
Welcome back to Radio Go! That was Fingerprints. Love that song. It's got such a kind of slightly jazzy, slightly snare vibe. Really enjoy that one. Alright, we're coming up now to our guests, and as we always do before I do an interview, it's time for me to just take a moment for myself. If you don't mind, listeners, I hope this is okay. Dear God. Please make this interview a positive one. Please let the guest be open and transparent and able to answer my questions. Please let my questions be...
My mic's still on, sorry.
Please let my questions be thought-provoking.
Mm.
Please guide me in your hand.
These biscuits are so good.
Give me the wisdom necessary to move forward from the awfulness that's happening currently. And please...
Ooh, biscuits! I love the biscuits.
Please, God. I don't know if you're doing smiting anymore. I don't know if that's done with. I know you used to smite a lot, but even if you've sworn off it, if you could make an exception.
Oh, reduced fat as well. That's really good.
If you could smite Tom, that would be really very kind of you. All praise to you and your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I love a cookie.
All right, I think it's about past time we get to our guest. They are a CEO, and they're coming into the studio now. The name is Rizzler. Rizzler, welcome to Radio Go.
Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, it's going fantastically. Thank you so much for coming. It's great to see you. You're live on the radio. Please do not swear. I mean, you can swear. Nobody really gives a fuck.
Yeah. Nice.
Great. So, you're a chief, and stop me if I get any of these words wrong, executive.
Right, I'll stop so there. Far.
Oh, okay.
I like to think of myself as a cool, edgy operator.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. You are giving me a... I guess vibes is the best way that I would put it. You seem very relaxed.
Vibes, yeah. No one says that anymore, but all right.
Oh. What do people say instead of vibes?
Scraggle.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen. Your scraggle is very strong.
Cheers, mate.
Am I using it right?
Not really. It sounds weird when you say it.
I know. I'm kind of a square. Do people still say square?
Yeah, but square's like cool now.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's cool to be square?
It's hip to be square.
So, Rizzler.
Yeah. What's up? It's me, Rizzler.
We've got to get to the big question, the question on everyone's lips. What exactly are you CEO of?
Obviously, I am CEO of Alton Towers.
Alton Towers.
Alton Towers.
The theme park.
If your listeners don't know, that is Alton Towers is where teenagers go to finger each other. And there's also rides and stuff.
Yeah, but it's I would say predominantly in an amusement park. It's a place.
Is that too? Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's a kind of amusement, fingering, or
it's very amusing. Yeah.
Or being fingered. So you are CEO of oh, that's a pretty big company, right? Like that's I kind of
yeah, man. Yeah, it's good. Do you mind if I open a tinny, by the way?
I'd rather. Okay,
just gonna have a dodgy snake bite. There we go.
I mean, I can see because I've just seen each of the individual things that you've poured into that. But just for the sake of our listeners, what exactly is a dodgy snake bite?
Oh my god, how old is this guy? Look at him.
I know, right?
Tom, right. Thin fucking ice, man.
Yeah, all right. Explaining dodgy snake bite. half lager, half cider, half cowpole.
Okay. Leaving the mathematics aside, that seems very unsafe.
Nah, mate, it's great. It's
okay.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. All right, but look, if we're going
to... It's Wednesday, innit?
So. Yeah, I guess you're right. You need something to get you through the workday. Rizzler, I got to say, I've never met anyone quite like you. And when I had in my head the picture of a CEO, I guess I was imagining somebody wearing, like, a suit rather than the sort of mesh vest that you've got going on.
Have you got a lighter?
No, I don't have a lighter. I'm sorry, yeah, I don't smoke or anything. Really, you shouldn't smoke in here.
That's killing me. Honestly, it's been so long. It's been ages since I smoked, and I smoke like a motherfucker. So this is difficult for me to go this far along without smoking.
Exactly, how long has it been?
Oh god, probably day and a half. Yeah, it's been ridiculous. I usually smoke. Honestly, this is where I got my name,
Rizzler. Oh, of course, like the paper.
I smoke like a chimney, mate. I probably smoke genuinely about 3 or 4 rollies a day.
I guess that...
Not the weekend, obviously.
But. Not the weekend. No. You prefer to abstain, or are you doing something else on the weekend?
You don't smoke at weekends, mate. How old is this guy?
You don't smoke at weekends. Okay. Look,
we don't know how.
You're as old as the board members of Alton Towers, I tell you now.
There's clearly
full of oldies there.
There's clearly a lot I've got to learn about business.
Yeah.
I wonder maybe if we could just focus on your professional capacity, because I am interested. I'm predominantly interested in how you came to be the CEO of Alton Towers. It doesn't seem like a natural fit.
Interesting story, actually.
It better be.
I'm a bit of a connoisseur, as it is, of theme parks.
Okay.
Know? I've been around all of them.
Yeah.
Which ones have you been around? Can you name a few?
Yeah. Kensington Waters, Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Yeah.
Dingo Alley.
Yep.
The Big Castle in Hargate.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah. Fish Finger Mountain. I'd say, but Alton Towers, I'm
God, not God, Tom doesn't know Fishfinger Mountain. God, how old are you, man? Yeah, me and Rizzler, we know it.
Yeah, mate.
But I'm what's known as a gold member of Alton Towers. That means I've been 500 times.
Wow.
It's quite near. I live quite near. And
yeah, you'd have to. Where? I don't actually think I know exactly where Alton Towers is based.
Yeah, it's basically in the middle of the country. It's it's near Scanton.
Scanton?
Yeah.
Scanton, England. And that's where you live?
Yeah, well, just up the road.
Just up the road from Scanton.
In Winkerberry.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. No, I'm picturing it now in my head. I can see the map.
Yeah.
Winkerberry, Scanton, Alton Towers.
Anyway, so, you know, I give reviews on it and stuff.
Talk
YouTube
right
channel.
Into the mic if you don't mind.
No, I'm all right.
Would be. All right. Do what you're going to do. I can tell you're a free spirit.
And basically, yeah, so I had some YouTube reviews of, like, theme parks and stuff. Anyway,
yeah.
They was doing a thing where it was like, I can't remember now. They do events there sometimes at Alton Towers.
Of course,
one of them was it's some sort of charity event to like save the chinchillas or something. And it was like a fun run all the way around it, 5K.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Raise money and stuff. Yeah. But it was called Run Alton Towers. So I applied, obviously, naturally, thinking that that would be a way to be in charge of Alton Towers.
I see.
And I was finally is my chance. You know?
A classic comedy misunderstanding.
Yeah, turns out I want that.
Right.
But my dad is he's got a lot of swing in the city. He's a lawyer.
In Winkerberry.
In Winkerberry and beyond.
Yeah. Oh, all right, okay.
He's got a lot of swing. So he looked over the fine print and he put a really powerful litigation suit against them together. It was going to cost them a lot of money to close the case. So they ended up basically going with what I wanted to in the first place, and they had to give me the rights to be CEO of Alton Towers. It was cheaper for them.
It turned out cheaper make you the CEO. So how long when did this happen? How long ago? How long have you been CEO?
I've been there 4 weeks now.
Oh, okay. It's still pretty new.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Okay.
I got changes. I've got things in mind. We're going to change about the place.
You're enjoying yourself, but maybe there's improvements you've got in mind. Well, this is fantastic, because I've always thought, I've been to Alton Towers a few times, mostly as a kid, to be honest with you, but I guess...
That's better now.
Is it?
Way better now.
After your changes?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'd love to hear about the kind of things that you've changed, and maybe you could sell me and some of our listeners on the new and improved, under new management, Alton Towers.
Anyway, some of these changes are going to be...
Don't anyway me, Rizzler. I was musing.
I'm getting stew energy from you, mate.
You're getting what energy?
Stew.
Stew? Who's Stew?
No, oh my God, how old is this guy?
I thought you were talking about a boring person you
Stew,
knew.
Stew, stone in me shoe. That's what I'm getting from you, mate. Anyway, basically, the changes. So we're going to make some changes, right?
First of all, serum.
You know Rubber Dinghy Rapids?
Yes, I do know those.
Yeah, so it's like...
Classic ride.
Yeah, you go down water on a floaty thing, spin around a lot.
Yeah.
We're combining it with the Hooker Duck. So it's now Hooker Rumba... Hooker Rubber Dinghy...
What?
It is hard to say. I'll be honest. It's Hooker Rubber Duck Dinghy Rapids.
You've got this written down.
You're
on my arm, I write a lot on my arm.
Hooker Rubber Duck Dinghy Rapids.
Get more Calpol. Oh, wow. It says it on my other arm as well. I need more Calpol. Yeah.
You're like Memento from the film Memento. That's amazing.
I've never seen that, mate. How old's that film?
Is that his name, Memento?
Yeah.
Memento.
It's Guy Memento.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, one more time, the name of the ride.
Hooker Rubber Duck Dinghy Rapids. All right, you get given a little fishing rod. You go down there and there's rubber ducks everywhere, all in the water.
Yeah.
Go nuts, lean over, try and catch them.
Okay, are you not worried that people might maybe in their enthusiasm to hook a duck accidentally fall out or even capsize the rubber dinghies?
I'm counting on it. That's
a positive for you.
We want more accidents at Alton Towers.
Oh. Because they're good for publicity or what?
What's... Yeah, man. It's like, you don't want to go. He's like, more dangerous it is,
more
people read about it, get intrigued by it, come along.
I can tell.
Plus, if someone dies, which I'm really hoping that's going to happen soon, then haunted, innit? It's like, go to the haunted park.
You know? Want Alton Towers to be haunted. So you're kind of like a freak sort of thing.
You what?
You kind of listen. We don't have time. Unfortunately, we do have to go to a song. Can you stick around maybe for a little bit? I'd love to hear more of your suggestions for improving Alton Towers.
Whatever. Can I have another tinny?
Sure. It's such a protracted process to make one. Really?
Okay.
It really seems like
you're... Is that your medicine cabinet? Can I just have a look in there?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, just take whatever you want. That's all Tom's stuff. Yeah. I think it's prescription, but he can always get more. Right, Tom?
No, they've stopped my prescriptions. This is the last bottle.
But... Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're on that shit. Man, you're fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we're going to have to go to the song.
They say if it's potentially fatal, but...
We have to go to a song. Okay. This is a great little song. I love this. It's a little indie rocker. You like indie music, Rizzly? You seem like you might enjoy a sort of... this is a three-piece girl band. not a fan of bands, girls, or...
Bands.
Threes?
You listen to bands?
Oh, you only listen to solo artists?
Mate, what year is it?
What do you listen to then, Rizzler?
Ocean.
Well, we need to go for a song now.
Yeah. Tom! All right, unbelievable. This song is great. It's by a band called Cheerbleeders. I love them, this song. It's called Cute as Hell. Join us after the song for more Rizzler. Much more afterwards here on Radio Go!
I changed my underwear 13 times today.
Never... Oh, Riley, you really need to... Pick up the cool factor. This guy's like the coolest guy with hat.
Why are you whispering so much?
Because I don't want to, you know.
You don't want him to hear how cool you think he is.
Yeah, yeah. He came in just a leather jacket.
Okay.
Just a leather jacket. Okay. The guy's got a gun.
He does?
Yeah.
I can't see it from my angle. I didn't notice he had that.
I can see it. It's pointed at me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he holding the gun? Because he seems to be using all of his hands to make another naughty snake bite. What was it called?
A dirty snake bite.
Dodgy snake bite?
Dodgy snake bite.
That's the sign on the door says no firearms, but he just walked in with it.
To be fair, you did write that sign in like 1-point font, you know?
Well, someone's got to use the 1-point font. It's there for a reason, Riley.
I don't think it is. I think it's just there mathematically. Like it would be weird if it stopped at 9, even though nobody can actually read anything like 8 or lower.
Why would they put it on computers if...
It's a good question, I suppose. But I don't...
If no one wanted to use it.
I don't think your homemade no firearms sign was the time to use the 1-point font.
You're probably right, but yeah, I think... I'm just saying, you need to bring
a rolly right now. Oh my god!
I'm just saying.
I don't
you
know
need
what a rolly
bring.
Is.
I don't know what one is.
I don't know. This guy's too cool for me. I'm equally concerned about the gun as much as you are. I know that you can't quite tell it from my voice, but I am
more concerned about the fact that he drank most of my medicine, and I need that to live.
You don't need that to live.
I could die in like the next sort of 10 to 15 minutes.
That seems so unlikely.
Sounds like this guy's got a death wish.
Oh. Rizzly, you...
You ever thought about going on a roller coaster?
You could hear all that?
I tuned in and out. You guys are real boring.
Wow.
All right.
This guy's undermining me at every turn. Look, Rizzly, we're about to go back on the air. Could you just put the gun down? That would make us feel all a little bit more...
What, safe. This?
Yeah.
It's not fucking... It's barely a gun, mate. It's like a 9mm.
Can it kill a person?
I mean, can a duck shag a chicken?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, no. That's
you can?
Yeah.
All right. How do you know that? Oh, we don't have time. We're going back. Welcome back to Radio Go! That was Cute as Hell, Cheerbleeders. What a great song. Really enjoyed that one. Did that maybe convert you to listening to bands, perhaps, Rizzler?
I mean, if they release a track where, like, they individually cut out all the instruments and then the vocalist, and we can just hear like the room ambience in the background. Yeah. Maybe that was decent. I could hear that through it. That was decent.
Wow, you have a discerning ear. Well, look, we're gonna have to move on. Oh, 1 second, somebody's at the door. Let me just.
Whoa! What's going on? What is this? Where am I?
So, whoa, calm down. You bashed our studio door down after knocking.
Well, you were taking too darn long. Now answer my questions, boy.
It's a radio show. It's Radio Go. Who are you?
Radio Go, huh? Then I must be in the right place. Allow me to introduce myself.
Yeah, I mean, I just asked you who you were, but go ahead.
They call me Jefferson Johnson Johnston III, and I want to buy your radio station.
Excuse me?
Oh, I think you heard me, boy.
Please stop calling me boy.
Oh, you don't like that?
Not really, it's just not me.
That's cool. They, them?
Yeah.
Ah, got it. Anyway, like I said, I want to buy this whole dang station.
Well, I'm sorry, you can't... Why would you want to buy the whole station?
Perhaps I'm just a patron of the arts and I like your little comedy show. I'm looking for investment opportunities, you see? And Radio Go might just be the thing for me.
Why did you get all weird and slow when you said that last bit?
No reason. I have a speech impediment. So listen here, do we have a deal?
Riley, just to remind you, we're not the radio station owner. You're absolutely not empowered to sell it to a random stranger on the street.
Yeah, but he's not a random stranger off the street. He's a patron of the arts in our studio, and his name is Jefferson Jetson Jebbly III. You know what, sir? You got yourself a deal.
Fantastic. Here's his check for $6,000,000.
Thank you.
And if you just sign here, all ownership of Radio Go will transfer directly to me.
Don't do it.
Jessica, what are you doing here?
Great, now we're two doors down.
I know, right? What is this? Some kind of 2016 sitcom on the BBC?
What?
Nothing. Listen, who are you? You know her?
That's my daughter. Jessica, what are you doing here?
I'm here to give you a warning, Riley. Don't sell your station to my father. He only wants it so he can knock it down and start drilling for oil.
Gasp! But then the show wouldn't exist.
Exactly. I don't care one whit for your dang show. I just want that sweet, sweet black gold. That Texas tea. That liquid money.
Well, alright, now...
I wasn't done.
Oh, sorry.
Dino juice.
Okay, worth it. Well, anyway, look, I'm not signing that contract, okay? Our show is more important than all the dino juice in the world.
Ha!
Doggone it! My chances of prosperity spoiled by my own dang bloodline.
Yeah. Security! That's you, Tom.
Oh, right, yeah. Come here, you.
I'll get you next time, Ralph.
He left his check for $6,000,000. Neat. So anyway, sorry about that interruption, Rizzler. I really apologise. This is your time. That's disrespectful of them. Wow, you just zoned out throughout that whole thing.
Oh, man. Should I put my Switch 2 down?
would you mind? Yeah, we're going to go back to the interview, actually.
I get it. I'm a businessman, too.
Clearly. I mean, a very successful one. You're a CEO of a major company. Now, look, I can tell that you are clearly, despite this sort of stony exterior, this sort of uncaring vibe that you've got, I can tell that you actually do care a lot about Alton Towers, because I don't think you would have gone through this lawsuit if you didn't actually think that there were real things that you could do to improve. So I want to hear some other suggestions, other things that you think would be really beneficial and changes that you've implemented at Alton Towers, all right?
Yeah. So, all right. Have you heard of 13?
13? I have. It's a number. Comes after 12, I think.
Oh, well done. Yeah, it's also a ride, mate. So, it's like horror themed and stuff, you know.
Yeah,
you go on it,
and
one of the tricks is spoilers. At one point, it like drops through the floor. You think the ride's over, and it drops.
Spoilers
like,
for a roller coaster. Okay,
it's like no, it's decent. Yeah. Once you've rid it, it's like now I know what it's going to do next, right?
Yeah. Or if you listen to the show, you just kind of ruined it for everyone.
Yeah. Well, everyone's been on it anyway. So.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. So you're going to improve 13. You're going to make it put more surprises in.
Well, first of all, there's going to be no shoes Wednesdays at the park. This is all over the whole park.
Wait, okay.
Yeah.
Huh? Can I ask some follow-ups?
You can do what you want, mate. Not your dad.
Why did you tell me about 13? Huh? Why did you tell me about 13 if you were just going to talk about no shoes Wednesdays?
I've had quite a few dodgy snake bites, I'll be honest with you. Yeah. What were we talking about?
No shoes Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And what's the benefit of that?
So you won't have shoes on throughout the whole park. Oh. None allowed anywhere.
In the park,
outside the park. Well, only when you're coming in. You can wear them in the car park.
Okay.
But then, coming into the grounds.
Yeah.
No shoes.
Yeah, okay. So that doesn't really answer my question.
So 13 is a ride that... the thing about that is, right, it's not scary enough.
Yeah.
You know, scary if you're like, whatever, like 12. But, you know, if you're 19 like me, it's like, you need something a bit more, you know.
19. So, Tom, just think back to what you were doing at 19. This guy's a CEO.
I can't remember what I was doing at 19. Why can't I remember what I was doing at 19?
So, okay, so you're going to improve 13.
If you ride... So we're doing a thing. If you ride 13 times, you know, someone comes over and bashes your head in.
Do they?
Yeah. I know some guys.
Okay. I hate to just be a nitpicker, right? I really want to be supportive of you, Rizzler. Yeah. As a young professional, I think you've got you know, you've got so much of your life ahead of you, and I think that this could be really good for Alton Towers. So I want to support you, but also I do have some follow-up questions.
I'll get on with it.
At what point after the... is it immediately after the completion of the 13th ride of 13 that the guy comes in and bashes your head?
I mean, we could... this is the thing. I'm not, in charge of the... marketing, so you're the CEO. Oh yeah, that's right, I got that. But I was thinking they could jump in there and be like, I don't know if it should be 13 days after that.
Maybe that something like that. That would be
then
good.
Ed bashed in 13 times.
Okay.
Maybe the guy has been incarcerated 13 times. I don't know how many times they want to play the 13 angle.
Has the guy been incarcerated 13 times?
I know a guy who's been in 11 times.
Okay.
But I think by the time this process happens, because he goes in and out.
One of them.
Yeah.
Jimmy in and out. Is that the guy you know?
Could be.
Yeah.
Why can't I remember what happened?
Is this your brain medication, by the way, that I've been putting in my drink? Is this your, for your memory?
Yeah, your brain medication.
I don't know. Oh.
Oh no, Tom, that's not good.
Mate, you're leaking from your nose.
Yeah, that isn't even blood. What is that?
That's just it's just goo.
Goo? Some kind of slime?
I think it's that's a bit of brain.
Okay, Tom, if you could just, I'm in the middle of an interview. Do you have any actual suggestions that aren't going to?
I've given you
properly...
gold, mate. What are you on about? These are all massive improvements.
Do you
to
have any suggestions?
Old towers.
Do you have any suggestions that won't directly imperil your customers?
You know what? You saying that has just reminded me of my mum, my dear mum. God, I remember.
What happened to your mum?
We were on Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Yeah.
Is there anything left in the bottle? Sorry to interrupt.
No, Tom, he's having a moment.
Oof. Yeah, what? Do you want to finish that, mate? Have a bit. It'd be good for you.
That's the dodgy snake bite.
It's probably better than nothing, Tom.
You've got to try it. It's good for you, mate. It's good for you.
It's got your meds in.
Anyway, we were on the spinster, which is the biggest ride at Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Mm. Was your mother a spinster, by the way?
You what? Anyway, we were on the ride. And I didn't go fast enough for me. Right? I was 11 at the time. So I got my dad to go talk to the guy. I don't know what he did. He's a persuasive guy, though, my dad.
Yeah.
And he got him to crank it up higher than it's ever been before, faster than it's ever gone before.
Wow.
And then... Hang on, what's happened to him?
Tom.
Riley.
He's on the floor.
You never asked me about my dream.
There he goes.
Oh, he died on the soundboard.
God, that's going to be...
An opportunity there.
Here come the death spasms. Okay. Look, I'm sorry. We're going to have to cut this interview short. Look, Rizzler, I'm sorry. I would have loved to have heard more about the death of your mother or whatever happened. And I wish you all the best, but I'm sorry. I'm going to have to clear up this dead body.
Webster.
So many of our episodes end like this. That about does it for us here at Radio Go this week. I want to thank my producer, Tom. I want to thank Rizzler for showing up. And I want to thank Terry Silver for no reason in particular. Thank you so much for listening to Radio Go. Goodbye! Hey, thanks for listening. If you made it all the way to the end, you probably liked it. So why not listen to more episodes of this sort of thing at radiogo.show?